story, those who would ask and those who would listen, that they're probably pretty pretty stunned to know how much California has had interesting and pivotal players in what we now know as the Civil War.
Oh, very much so. You know, some of the key generals, such as General Halleck and Grant, had been stationed in California in the 1850s. Grant up north at Fort Humboldt, you know, a fort to try to keep Native Americans in check. And three-quarters of the Union men who volunteered from California were sent up there to man those forts so they could replace the regular federal troops who could then head back east to serve in the Army. California supplied about 16,000 men out of a population of 400,000 to the Union Army, which is a very respectable percentage. There were those men who went up north. There were about 2,000 men who, the so-called California Column, that was dispatched in April of 1862 to the Colorado River to fend off a Confederate army that had reached the Santa Fe and was threatening to move further westward. And they, along with some Colorado troops and some Mormon forces, forced the Confederates to turn back from Santa Fe and Albuquerque and go back to Texas. And then finally, there's some Californians who wanted to be on the front line. California was exempted from the draft, the Union draft. It was too far away, and it was somewhat divided, so they decided not to enforce the draft there. But 400 California soldiers joined a Massachusetts regiment in return for exchange for free transportation back to the east, and they participated in over 50 battles. 250 of them died during the Civil War. Some of them are buried in Union cemeteries here in California.
Are there any monuments or memorials to these people in California? If people wanted to go see grave sites or monuments, does any of that exist, or has much of that history been kind of forgotten?
A lot has been forgotten, but it definitely exists. There are a number of Civil War notables who are buried in the Bay Area. In the Presidio National Cemetery, you'll find Irwin McDowell, the Union general in the First Battle of Bull Run, Edward Baker, who had been the senator of Oregon, who a good friend of Abraham Lincoln, who fell at the Battle of Ball's Bluff in October of 1861. John Brown's widow is buried in Saratoga. And Union Cemetery in Redwood City has a section of graves of Union veterans. And, of course, there's always Fort Point, you know, which was a Civil War-era fort, which is open to the public and has wonderful exhibits about the attempt to defend San Francisco Bay against any possible Confederate attack. So there are, if you look hard enough, you'll find Civil War monuments here. Angel Island as well has the remnants of a Civil War-era training camp, Camp Reynolds, named after the Union general who fell at the Battle of Gettysburg, who's mostly known these days for his most famous last words were that they can't hit an elephant from here. And then the next thing you know,
and they hit him, right?
Yeah, a sharpshooter got him. Anyway, there's Camp Reynolds on Angel's Island. So here and there you will definitely find remnants of the Civil War if you just look hard enough.
Is there anything else about California's Civil War history, its participation in the Civil War, how it's remembered today that you think is worth mentioning? Anything I haven't asked about yet?
Well, there are two things that I really should mention. One, of course, is gold. California's probably most important contribution was to contribute gold that was on federal land to the Union cause. Something like $185 million worth of gold left California through the bay and was shipped back east to support the Union war effort. Also, because California...
I'm sorry. When you say through the bay, you mean through the Golden Gate or just
the
gate?
Through the Golden Gate, yes.
Gotcha.
And was shipped back east to support the war effort. California also, because it was a fairly relatively wealthy area that was unhit by actual battles taking place, had a lot of civilian money that could be donated to the Union cause. And there was this organization called the United States Sanitary Commission that played a large role in the war. It was a charitable organization that provided food, medicine, blankets for Union soldiers. There was nothing comparable in the Confederacy. They were just starved of resources. Anyway, Californians paid about a quarter of the bill of the Sanitary Commission, provided about a quarter of its funds for provisioning our troops with all the necessities that the government couldn't during the war.
Oh, I remember what I was going to ask you. You said that Northern California was more pro-Union, Southern California was more pro-Confederacy. Did that ever spark any fighting within the state of California?
There were. That's a good question. There were threats to have fights. There were little units here and there that irregularly arose and mustered in. My understanding is that there was going to be some sort of engagement in Visalia that never really happened. I think if you go to that little town in Gold Rush country called Volcano, I think they've got a Civil War cannon there where they claimed that there was a threat to have some sort of shootout in town, and the pro-Union people got hold of a cannon somehow in order to thwart it. There were no real engagements that I'm aware of on California soil. Once you cross the Colorado River, there were some engagements down there in what's now Arizona and New Mexico, but nothing of consequence on California soil itself.
Gotcha.